Now, I'm honored to pray for those people. I'm honored to pray for those people, but I don't weep over saints who are sick. I weep over the lost that don't know Christ. I weep over people who sit in our church and come Sunday after Sunday and who are content with allowing 20% to do 100% of the work. I weep over those people who haven't really, truly followed Christ with their lives. They've just played church their entire lives. I worry about the people in our community that are far away from God, that don't know of the hope that they could have. I worry about those people. I weep over those people. I weep over those who have so much time, talent, and treasures, and they spend it all on themselves. Can you believe that? How selfish is that? I weep for those at their funerals that all that could be said is, well, you know, he sure did love fishing. He was a good fisherman. Man, he loved fishing. Or she sure did love to play dominoes. I mean, dominoes were just her favorite thing. Is she really, what? Is that what life is about? Is that what life is about? Scripture has a word for the people in that position right now, and it's in Ephesians chapter 5. It says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. We need to wake up. We need to wake up to the gifts God has given you. You need to wake up to the needs around you. You need to wake up to the call that God has on your life. You need to wake up to the legacy that God wants you to leave in this world right now. It's time to wake up.